There's one thing you could have seen at the Game Awards that they didn't show. What would you have wanted to see?
Let me think about this. Do you have
an answer? Dust Bloods. That's like my most anticipated. Bloodborne 2. Dust Bloods. That's my most.
What was it? They announced a certain games. I have my list here. I'm trying to see. I remember.
Second would be GTA 6. I wish I saw another trailer.
What I would have been excited for, and the thing is they did show it, was specifically a Star Wars game.
Oh, okay.
And they did show it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all I needed.
There was a couple Star Wars
games. Yeah, yeah. So, because the thing is, on my list, I saw the other game, and I was like, oh, wait, that's right. They did show the other thing. So, I honestly, dude, that's all I needed. Like, that's all I want to get. So, that, and then I guess the... I already forgot the name of it. The one from Naughty Dog.
Oh, yeah. Galactic. I mean, we'll get into it, but I thought that Star Wars game was the Naughty Dog game.
Yes, when I saw the beginning, I was like, that's Naughty Dog. They said they weren't going to be here. Yeah, what the heck? Right? Like, I don't understand this. Right. Yeah, so I guess it would be the Naughty Dog game.
Intergalactic.
Yeah. That's definitely. Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always my co-host.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Other Daniel. So today we have some topics. We got someone actually escaped from Tarkov. That'll be just a quick one. We'll just mention it. Netflix buying Warner Brothers. There's some things I want to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's the VGAs.
Mm-hmm. We were not there.
They
didn't get an invite this time, but
no, we never. I think we've never gotten an invite. We've always actively asked, and then they invite us, but we didn't actively ask this time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, let's just get into it. But first, what we've done this week, and for me, I watched something. Oh, I watched Rental Family.
Oh, with Brendan Fraser.
With Brendan Fraser. Yeah. The movie was okay. I would give it like a 7 out of 10. Mm. Like, it was good, but it was just good. It was just good. What else? Did I do anything else? I didn't do anything else specifically, but I was in a car accident. I was rear-ended. It was a company car, so we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening.
Your neck hurts, your back hurts, everything hurts.
I did go to the doctor just in case, but I'm fine. But yeah, so we'll see what happens from that. Other than that, though, I'm fine and gonna keep going. What about you?
I saw Kill Bill, the whole bloody affair.
Ooh.
And oh shit! So did you know that TikTok sound was from Kill Bill? The bung.
Oh, yeah.
Bung.
Yeah.
I was like, I totally forgot. Okay, so I'm in the minority. I like Kill Bill Part 2 more than one. So I don't really watch one when it shows, but that thing happens in one, I think. And I was like tripping out. I was like, whoa. And then they made Lucy Liu's character, her anime part, a little longer.
Yeah.
And I think I know why they cut it out, because it's kind of like, it deals with pedophilia. So I realized why they cut that. And then I think they also like made there's that French when she cuts off the French translator's arm. Made that a little longer. But in part two, I don't think anything was extended. It was just normal. And then they showcased at the very end, the Fortnite thing. It was weird. The Lost Chapter. So it was like Quentin Tarantino's. It's a, she kills Gogo. Gogo's sister wants revenge. And so it's just a story of her trying to get revenge on the Beatrix Kiddo. But it's weird because like they obviously made it so it was advertising Fortnite. Because like Fortnite characters would do cameo like a lot.
Like every Peely would be in there?
Yeah, like every 2 minutes a Fortnite character would show up. And I was just like, this is weird, dude.
Yeah.
It's like forced. And then also it's weird because like obviously there's a Fortnite collab going on right now with Kill Bill. They made it for kids. So like, she's drinking shield 50 shields and when they die, like, they kind of vaporize like Fortnite. Yo. They don't die like, like realistic, no blood. So yeah, it was kind of weird. But yeah, it was all right. It's okay.
Got the story across, though.
Also watched JSA and Park Chan-wook is there, and the guy from Squid Games, Lee Byung-hun.
Saw your pictures, yeah.
And damn, I got a signature, which is kind of crazy because they, so usually they don't really rope it off.
Yeah.
They roped it off, so like you can't get close to him. Like usually you could just like go up to him, go up on stage, and if, you know, if they're going to, they're cool to sign, they'll sign. But they roped it off. But when the thing ended, you know, I was going towards the front. I had my old boy, and he came towards us, and he was signing. And he was signing, but I was kind of, like, not close to him. And so I was like, fuck, dude. Like,
what an only
I
chance.
Have to do say something for him to come to me. So I said, director, in Korean, like, Kangdo-nim. And he looked at me, and then he, like, signed it, and then I was like, you know, I said, thank you. He's like, yes. He said it in Korean. I was like, oh, shit, that's cool as fuck, dude. But I didn't realize. So I have Old Boy, the DVD. I don't have it in Blu-ray.
Yeah.
I wanted to buy it on Blu-ray. It's really expensive. It's out of print.
Oh.
And I was like, fuck. So I just went to Amoeba and I bought the 4K edition. I don't have a 4K player. And I was like, yeah, fuck it. I mean, if I don't get it.
I think is 4K still that specific disc, or is 4K now is it 4K that black label, or is it okay? Because remember, there used to be a Blu-ray battle, Blu-ray and 4K. Mm-hmm. That 4K disc is a different disc, and it's only like, I mean, there's no more players for it anymore. Mm. But then there's like the new 4K, which is Blu-ray 4K, and mm-hmm. that still plays on a Blu-ray.
Okay,
so you should be fine.
Okay, cool. Well, it didn't matter. I just wanted his signature. He signed it. I was like, yeah. It is crazy. I was like, dude, I was looking up online. It's a rare signature. It's like a $300, $400 signature. Dude. I was like, fuck, dude.
So you pulled a paparazzi, huh?
Well, I mean, no. There's people who hang out in the outside. I know those fucking people, dude.
That's why. God, I remember you telling me the stories.
Yeah.
You hanging out with the paparazzi.
It's exhilarating, though, like to hang out with them and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like... Because
they'll tell you stories. They'll be like, man, I had to do this shit, or this shit happened to get this or whatever.
Yeah. And I watched a 3 out of 4. I was 75% done with the Diddy doc.
Oh.
Yeah, man. To be honest, I don't think the documentary is that good.
Yeah.
It's good, but it's not like I've seen better documentaries.
Like edited documentaries.
Yeah. I mean, because there's one thing I just don't agree with. I don't think he had anything to do with Tupac getting killed.
No.
And they really try to employ
push
that.
It, yeah.
And I was like, nah, I don't think he had anything to do with it. But
that one mentions Biggie, right? It has Biggie in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
but I had to give, I'm not condoning what Diddy has done, I had to give a lot of respect for him. The documentary doesn't really show this, but that guy really like started from nothing to become something.
Yeah,
from intern to president of the record label, that's very impressive. But yeah, him, but at the same time, he was just taking advantage of people just left and right, and that's not cool. Maybe that's how he got to the top, because they don't really explain how he got to the top, but he was always trying to like take advantage of people.
Yeah,
that's not cool.
I don't like, this is not specific to like Diddy or anyone specific, but I feel like when people like can see a path to power, that's where you either will become corrupt or you'll decide not to take that path, you know? One of the two things. And with Diddy, I'm assuming what happened was, like, little by little, he was like, oh, I can exchange this for this. I can do this for this. And little by little, it just, like, exponentially grew. And then he, like, all of a sudden, I'm sure he was throwing these Diddy parties and shit. And everyone was going.
Dude, the one thing I don't like, dude, like... He was the type of person, like, if he saw you with your girl, he would try to steal your girl.
Like
that would be his that would be his mission.
Oh.
And I was like, dude, this guy's really fucked up, man. Like, it was all about power for him.
Yeah.
For him, it was all about power.
Yeah.
It's produced by 50 Cent. I never want to be on 50 Cent's bad side. That guy is so petty, dude. He's had this grudge against Diddy for a long time, and...
So he must have been happy when fucking Diddy got
caught. I mean, it's it's a trip because I was talking to my coworker. He was tripping out. He was like, dude, weren't you tripped out? Because in the beginning, it shows Puffy and it's like, you know, he's talking about his, like, you know, before he goes to jail. He's like, wait a sec. Wait, did he release this documentary? It's like, no, 50 Cent. He got the footage. And what basically happened was Diddy wanted to make a documentary about his, like, fall and comeback.
Yeah.
But he couldn't pay the cameraman. And 50 Cent's like, I'll pay for the footage. To swooped it.
What the fuck? How did Diddy not pay for the cameraman? What the heck, dude? Dude,
50 Cent is diabolical, dude.
That's crazy.
Oh, I know, like, I saw an interview and, you know, him and Ja Rule have beef. And they're like, 20 years later, you still have beef with this guy? He's like, yeah. I'm like, dude, I'm like thinking to the reporter, dude, you have no idea. Ja Rule, his crew shot at him 9 times. Of course, he's not going to let that go.
Yeah.
Like, his life was in danger.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but you know, other than that, nothing. Oh, Final Fantasy Tactics. Been playing shit out of that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But other than that, let's go on. Move on.
Let's do it.
I want a Tesla. So
that's a lifelong goal for you. But yeah, so I was just this quick mention because I don't know too much about it, but there's a streamer named Tiggs, and he escaped from Tarkov. I put down the date too. It was on December 1st that he escaped from Tarkov. So I guess the game hadn't been fully released, and they finally released like the last patch that like added that final scene. And to do that, you have to complete all the missions in the game. I think there's an order to do them to get different types of endings. He had, I think, what's considered the worst ending.
Oh.
But either way, he was the first one ever to complete the game in general. So I'm assuming we're just going to get more footage of like what the endings are when people finally complete it in different variations. But as of now, Tiggs is the first one. And I haven't... I mean, it's not... information I actively looked, it popped up on my For You page. So I only know of Tiggs. I don't know if anyone else has been it since then, because it's been what, like 18, or well, right now it's 11 days. By the time I release this, it'll be like 15 days. But yeah, so Tiggs beat it, and then the other one was Netflix buying Warner Brothers. So since that information has come out, the deal might not go through. There's different things going on. But I was curious if, like, because Warner Brothers also has a game studio.
Yeah. And Netflix said it's worthless.
Wow.
They said they really don't care if they got it.
Because the thing is, like, Warner Brothers created that, well, like, their game studio created that Nemesis system, which was, like, Shadow of Mordor, which a lot of people liked. They liked that, like, you could kill someone and they can come back eventually and be like, I want revenge. So like, I'm going to come after you. And it just kept building that way. Like every time you would kill something, it could come back and then it would want it revenge. Or it could be like a family member and they would want revenge, you know, but it was always like a system to like make you have to fight your way through essentially. But it was a cool concept. And like, if you can make that grow, that'd be really cool. So I was hoping Warner Brothers would like, or Netflix would grab a hold of that, but I guess they're just like, it's worthless.
$82 billion. And I see, as a consumer, I don't like the deal. But as an investor that owns Netflix, I love the deal.
But yeah, like, I mean, eventually we're going to get to like one big corporation owning everything. Like, that's what it's going to turn out to. Like, that's the reason why a lot of these deals aren't allowed to go through, because it would be one corporation owning everything. Like, it seems like we have choices, but then you realize, like, Johnson & Johnson is owned by, like, someone else.
It's like, to be honest, it's like four companies that own everything.
Exactly. Like, yeah, there's, like, a main company, and then they branch out into different ones to make it seem like we have choices, but they're all owned by the same company.
I would love it, because it means I don't have to get HBO Max. Sopranos will finally be on Netflix. So it's kind of diabolical. So this is what I saw or read, why Netflix did it. It's a win for them either way.
Yeah.
Because if they buy it, they win, right? But if they don't buy it, HBO can't do anything for however long it takes. So that, because their biggest competitor is HBO, been bidding for TV shows and stuff. They can't bid for new TV shows. HBO Max cannot bid for new. It puts them in a halt. They're frozen in space. So it's
wait, when they put a bid?
When the deal, so the deal went through, right? Yeah. Well, it's going through, it's in a process. When that process happens, HBO cannot do anything. It that's fucked up. I think that's fucked up. So it's a win for Netflix either way. They're gonna acquire all the shows.
Yeah, right now for the next like what, like couple years, probably like 1-2 years.
Yeah, it's fucked up, dude. It, I was like, damn, that's diabolical, dude.
But that's the thing, is like right now we like the U.S. just sucks. Like, there's, like, almost no regulation anywhere, you know? And so we normally have this regulation in place, but it's being dismantled. And you can see or these organizations taking advantage of this shit, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, there's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing we can do about it.
And Paramount is trying to do a hostile takeover, but I don't know if that's going to go through. But. Oh, this is on a side note. The Time magazine said the person of the year.
Me.
It's not. It's technically people of the year. The architects of AI. I believe in AI.
Damn.
So fucking Jensen Huang, the AMD.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg, Bezos. They're all on the cover.
Architect. Oh, I remember there was something that went down and most AI was hosted on that thing. And so AI was not like, you couldn't use AI for like almost a whole day. I forgot what the thing was called.
So like I asked Google Gemini a question once and it got the question wrong. And I'm not going to use, until they improve it.
Did you ask ChatGPT?
ChatGPT got the answer right. So I was asking like, which stocks are going to have stock splits? Upcoming stock, and Gemini said, "Oh, Netflix is gonna have a stock split. It already happened." And I typed to Gemini, I was like, "The stock split already happened." It's like, "Oh, you're correct. Like I was mistaken." Blah 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 blah. I was like, "Oh man, you see that kind of stuff kind of worries me because it makes it look like ChatGPT is just a overvalued search engine."
Yeah,
but then like I see self driving cars, I'm like, "Damn, that's kind of crazy."
No, but I think that's the like the difference though. AI isn't, it's not like, I don't consider it self-learning AI yet. Mm-hmm. At least the one that we're asking questions, it's literally just an aggregation of information online. Mm-hmm. And it'll spit it out for you in like a form of like an answer, like a human answering it. Mm-hmm. But it's literally just grabbing all this information online.
But it got the information wrong.
That was Gemini though. They got it wrong, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think both of them are both like they're not like real AI, like the ones where they think for themselves and stuff like that. It's literally gathering the information.
Oh, I want to add another like topic real quick.
Yeah.
Campbell's soup, that executive. Did you see that? Oh,
that's right. He was I would never eat our stuff.
I've always said it, dude. I think 80% of the shit in grocery stores is garbage. Processed food, it kills you, dude. They're killer.
I mean, I don't know if that's accurate information because I don't look into it. I just know that guy's a piece of shit for saying that in the first place.
I don't think he's a piece of shit. I think he's telling the fucking... To me, he's telling the truth, man. That shit is garbage for your body. Well, dude.
I mean, the thing is, like, I can't take his word for it because he's worth so much. Like, he never has to even think about eating anything fast food, you know? It doesn't mean he's not going to do it, but for him, it's like, why would I ever even worry about Campbell's soup when I can just order a steak every time from somewhere? Mm. I don't need to, like, even order fast food. I can make the order fast, be done fast by applying more money to, like, a restaurant. So it's not to say that he wouldn't eat it because it's so bad, but...
Hot dogs... ultra processed food so bad for you. I love fucking hot dogs, dude.
But that's a thing that like growing up, obviously, like there's this point where like we didn't have enough money or that like we weren't like filthy rich, so we had to eat like these things like that. So I grew up eating just rice and beans with cheese.
That's not bad though. I don't think that's pretty healthy. I think it's pretty healthy.
It is pretty healthy, but like normally it's only healthy because beans had protein, but back then I was like, we can't even afford meat, so I'm just gonna eat the rice and beans, essentially. And I honestly have a love for that, like rice beans with the cheese, like it's amazing to me. But it's because I grew up eating that, so I have that. But if obviously I was born rich, I'm never gonna touch rice and beans. The hell?
Yeah. There's a good TikTok about a girl talking about soda and how the rich people drink soda and how poor people, me, drink soda. And I was like, damn, that's such an interesting way to look at it.
How do rich people drink
soda? So they don't really like drink soda like that. Like you know, like drink. Us, yeah, like me, if I eat like tacos, I want a Coke or something, right? They don't drink soda. Like it's like a treat to them. Like it's like they don't eat it all the time. It's like ice cream. It's like once in a while. And they don't have soda like really stocked up in the fridge like that. I was like, interesting. It's more like LaCroix and whatever. Disgusting water.
I don't know. I mean...
Oh, but there's a distinction. They said like rich people tend to drink Diet Coke. So that is a lot, like a lot more prevalent.
Well, the thing is like, so I drink diet, like not Diet Coke. I hate anything diet. Mm. Like not the fact that it's diet, the taste of anything that's considered diet. So I drink zero sugar drinks, and because it's closer to like, to me, it's closer to the real taste than diet is to the real taste. But it's pretty much water. Like, obviously, it has more stuff in it to make it taste like the drink. But it's not adding calories. It does have other things that probably are bad for your body. But they won't kill me within the time limit that I have. So I'm just going to drink those so I don't get the calories.
You know who loves Diet Coke? Trump. He's rich.
Anything else on the Warner Brothers thing?
I hope it goes through because, I mean, even if the if there's a price hike, I don't think it's gonna be that much. There is probably gonna be a price hike, but
for the subscription,
yeah.
But you also, do you have Netflix? Did you buy Netflix?
I bought one share, dude. It's split to 10.
It splits to 10, yeah.
And then it's gone down, dude, just since the news. I don't know. Dude, all the tech stocks are fucking getting, I'm getting killed.
Well, right now, like, it's not, like, a safe market. Because financially, United States is not in a good spot. All of this, all of the prices of stocks are extremely high for what is happening in the U.S. right now. And I feel like it's being held up by something that we can't figure out. And eventually, once that collapses, we're going to have a crash. That's honestly what I think, but
I don't think we're going to get a crash.
I'm not a pro.
But I have to say one thing. Fuck. So there's a stock that it was mentioned in Jim Cramer's book that he's like, you should buy this stock. And I only have one share, but I think I'm going to buy more, dude. It's Dutch Bros.
Oh.
And they have one on beach. And I drove by it. It was fucking packed. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm going to buy some more stuff.
But it's so I don't know if that's only specifically like in our area because we don't have Dutch Bros around. Like the closest one was like Irvine, and there's another one further than like closer to L.A., and so one created here in Long Beach, and yeah, it's everyone goes there because there's nothing, and they have a huge variety. They're the first ones that had protein coffee, and they have, dude, they're, you can customize the shit out of your thing. You can get chocolate milk there.
Also, like, the thing is, like, so I heard their like customer service is really good, and I can't tell, but I've seen videos of TikTok where people will go to a drive-thru and he's like, what do you want to eat? And he'll go to Dutch Bros. And they're so fucking friendly. I'm like, oh, dude, I'm going to buy some more stock, dude. I'm going to buy fucking... that. Like, it looks like a really cool place to work.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like everyone was, like, really cool and chill. I was like, oh, dude, I'm going to buy more stock. It's packed, and the customer service is excellent.
The thing is, you do have to be patient, though. Because, like, though, like, the customer is nice... there's still so many people that they have that they can make the coffee, so it takes a while. So I'll let you know that. But they have a nice app. They have a reward system already. You if you buy enough coffee, you can get free coffee, and then you can customize the shit out of your order through the app. Just to let you know,
I was looking at your drinks. I was like, oh man,
And they have like nice already pre-made ones. Like they have protein ones too, already pre-made. But you can always customize it from there. And then we have the Game Awards. Do you want to start with the games they've mentioned?
Did we talk about Thanksgiving last time?
I don't think we did.
I just want to bring up something real quick, why I believe in AI. My dad uses fucking ChatGPT. I was like, what the fuck?
The thing is, like, there's people that I would assume would have never or don't use AI. And, yeah, they're relying on a lot more. So, like, we're going to become dependent on fucking AI. So, you might as well. I'm going to be honest. Invest in that shit because it's going to happen.
Server robot with a Tesla self-driving car. I'm in.
The thing is, so this came up on my For You page. There's the whole, Tesla robot, the in-home robot or whatever. There's, because they had an event where they were throwing, those robots were serving people. And there's a point where one of the robots kind of malfunctions and it does a move before when it falls over. The move is literally, and then it falls over.
Ready player.
And Elon swears up and down that these robots were completely AI controlled. I don't think that was the case because of the so it's the removing the goggles action that the robot did before it fell over. And it can happen, like it just movements, but that looks like someone was controlling it through the goggles, and then like he got mad when it fell, when he lost control and he just took off the glasses before it fell. So I don't know. I don't think AI is truly there. And I think Elon is just trying to like fake it until he makes it. But
I know
that could be extremely dangerous with AI.
SpaceX is getting an IPO 2026. I don't know if I want to invest in it. They're known for Starlink. That's their moneymaker.
The thing is, I mean, there's what, like three total? There's NASA, Blue Origin, and SpaceX, I think, in total. And NASA's government-wise, so Blue Origin is... I don't think there's IPO for Blue Origin. So the next one, that if public-wise, would be SpaceX. I think it's still kind of... I don't know. I don't want to... I'm not a stockbroker. I don't know any information.
No, we don't give out stock advice. Don't listen to us.
Yeah. This is us talking amongst ourselves. Make your own decisions. Use ChatGPT.
Sheesh. Give you the wrong info. Don't use Gemini. Give you the wrong info.
Okay, so Game Awards. I kind of want to talk about the games first, like the games that were announced to like release or whatever.
Okay.
And I'm going to go in order. So
you probably don't have this game because this isn't the beginning. There is a game called Free Shepherd.
Oh, I saw it, but.
You play a sheepdog.
Yeah.
It looked cool.
Yeah? Yeah. The first game I have is Star Wars.
Mm.
But that's only because that's the first game that I like is amazing. So Star Wars Fate of the Old Republic. I'm super excited for this. The thing is, it was a teaser. I'm assuming that thing is like 5 to 6 years out. So it's going to be annoying when in 4 years I hear it's canceled.
That's it's from like a dude that worked on BioWare or Mass Effect games.
Yeah, so Mass Effect.
It's kind of like Knights of the Old Republic.
Yep, exactly. So that's what I'm excited for.
There's like two games before that.
Okay, go for it.
Decrepit. It was like a Souls game, but it was like first person. That looked cool. And then Audio Mech. It was kind of like a shmup, but you use your own music.
Oh,
To like power it. So like a bass happens, it would shoot some kind of bomb.
You create the music.
No, you play your own music.
Oh, okay.
And it makes your... The music is your weapons.
Oh.
So that was kind of cool.
I mean, I did have one before this. I took it off because I didn't think it was that interesting. It was Badger the... I don't remember.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it looked cool.
It's like Badger Born.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I saw it. And I was like, well, it looks cool. But then they showed all the other ones. I was like, maybe not for me. And then the next one for me is Divinity. So this was a teaser again.
The statue was revealed.
Yeah. And I mean, that trailer was sick, dude. Like,
I thought it was Diablo.
Me too. Yeah, even through the trailer, I was like, oh, this is Diablo. But yeah, so it's Divinity Original Sin, new game. There's no name for it. We just know that it's the Divinity franchise and that it's being created.
I was kind of hoping that Mysterious Statue was God of War Egypt. But I mean, Sony shot it down on tweets. Well, I had a game before that, Stupid Never Dies.
Yeah, I saw that one.
It was like a zombie.
The zombie, yeah. The boy is a zombie, and he falls in love with a girl, I think. That's what it seems like, but yeah, I saw that one too. The next one I have is For Loop.
Yes.
Creators of Left 4 Dead.
I have that too.
Do you think that's going to be a looter shooter?
I don't know. Or it looks like a cooler death. I don't know.
That one seemed interesting. It was really cool.
Yeah, For Loop was...
And then the next one I have, this is a game we already played, but we found out more information about it. Resident Evil 9 Requiem has Leon in it coming back. And Leon is the action in the game, and the girl is the suspense in the game.
It was leaked, before that.
I know.
He was on the cover.
But seeing it in action, it was really cool, because that fool chainsaws fucking zombies.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool. Do you have one?
I put Control Resonant. I don't remember a thing about it. I got to look it up. Control Resonant. Why did that?
I do have it, but I'm going in order. But yeah, I do have it on here. Control.
Control.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking Control. Yeah. So, dang, I kind of wish I was reacting to it, because I knew that it was Control right away. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, because it showed the girl in the background when the guy was doing the...
But I never played Control, but I'm still down for Control Resonant.
I mean, I've actually never played... All I did was play...
I've only played Alan Wake 1.
Yeah, I've played only a little bit of it. I played... There's a section where you're in a junkyard, and you're fighting one of the ghosts of the junkyard or whatever. Mm-hmm. I got that far, and that was it. But I had, after Resident Evil 9, I had Order of the Sinking Star, and that was a game that's from the makers of Braid and The Witness.
I did see that one.
Both games are fantastic. The Braid is a fantastic game. Mm-hmm. The Witness is a fantastic game. The game itself, Order of the Stars, does not look like a game I would enjoy, but I'd be willing to try it, because they always do really cool in-game stuff, like the design of the game and how it plays is usually really cool. So I'd be excited for that. You have another one?
I've never played any of these games, but I know there's a huge cult niche fandom. Gang of Dragon, the Yakuza series.
That one looked cool, dude.
Yeah.
That one looked cool. That one's is it still in the same... Not world, I guess. Idea. Like, timeline, I guess. I don't know.
No idea.
That was sick. I have one. So, I'll name two because it's the same creators. Wizards of the Coast.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
So, there's a game called Exodus. I don't know where I saw it, but I signed up for information about that game. And I've been getting, information about that game over and over and over. I didn't even realize it was Wizards of the Coast. That one looks exciting. And then there's one called Warlock from them as well.
Mm.
That one reminded me of that the game that flopped.
I think I know what you're talking about. Was it a black main character?
Yeah.
Avowed or something like that? Or what was it called?
Not Avowed, no. That was the Amazon game that flopped. I don't remember. Forsaken.
Yes.
Forsaken. Yeah, it reminded me of Forsaken, but... Hopefully, it's in the Dungeons and Dragons world, and I love that. I love that, so I'm excited for that.
This isn't a game, but they showed something. The Street Fighter movie.
Yes.
With the Street Fighter cast.
Yes, and I'm loving the way it's going.
I kind of wish 50 Cent was there, because the only reason why is because Evanescence performed. Because remember, do you remember when... Evanescence won Best New Artist over 50 Cent, and people were like, what the hell? And 50 Cent, she's like, what's effervescence? Like, where are they now? Like, it would have been kind of funny to see them together. But yeah, Street Fighter, it looks... Oh, they fucking... threw me a fucking wrench because that one dude was like, "Oh yeah, and the cast of Mortal Kombat 2's here." I was like, "What?" And then I was like, "I was like, man, you motherfucker."
I'm curious if that was scripted or not. I feel like that was unscripted. That's what just like.
I think he's a comedian, so he improvs like that.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
There is one called Screamer, which is like an animated.
Oh yeah.
That one looks. It looks promising to me. It looks promising to me. After that, I had Control Resident, Gang of Dragons. So I only put this because I wanted to say it. It doesn't mean that I'm like interested in these games. Too many Tomb Raider games because they announced two back to back.
Back to back, yeah.
That's crazy. That is crazy. I mean, they look like good games. They look like.
I heard the last one was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure they play really well, but like I just never got into the Tomb Raider games. I just never did. For some reason, I got into like 007, Hitman, Assassin games, and what's the other one? The one from Sony. He's a treasure hunter.
Uncharted.
Yeah, Uncharted. I got into those ones, but I never tried even getting into Tomb Raider.
There was one before that, Lego Batman.
Looks, I didn't put that one down. I didn't care.
Looks pretty interesting.
I didn't care for that one. I put in 007 First Light only because it was a villain reveal, but I literally pre-ordered it today because they have that. They have a middle version of it called the. I forgot the version's called, but it literally upgrades you for free to the deluxe version.
Mm.
So I pre-ordered it then.
There was a game called Forest 3, and it looked really true. It was like a horror game, but I was like, this looks really cool
because there is.
And I was like, 3? I've never heard of Forest 1 or 2.
There is a Forest 2, and I think it is like a horror game. Like, you're in the forest and something's happening. I've never played it, but I think it was huge on streaming for a while.
Huh.
For me, it was another one with Raul in it. Saros. Saros. That's the next game out of the company that made what's the astronaut, the one where you die and you come back again, the female astronaut,
Returnal.
Yes, and the game looks exactly the same, just obviously with more stuff. So fantastic, and I love that game. That game is really good.
Speaking of anime, there's a game that looked like an anime, Orbitals, for the Switch.
Oh yeah,
I don't like the fact that it's like co-op, but it looks cool.
Yeah. That one looked cool. I didn't put it down because I saw that it was the co-op thing. And I was like, if it was like single player, maybe I would have written it down. Next one is Total War, Warhammer 40,000. So Total War is like the RTS type game, the real-time strategy. And then they're just doing it in the world of the Warhammer 40,000, which is like that's the main video game section that they follow. But this war has been going on for so long, so this is just like the year 40,000 essentially. But it looks interesting because I do. That's the timeline that I'm familiar with. Like I know that they have the orcs and the marines that you fight. So what about you?
Capcom showcased Super Fighting Robot Mega Man.
Yes, Mega Man Dual Override.
Back to the old school.
But that again, like I feel like you can. You can announce a game too goddamn early, dude. Yeah. Like
2027.
Dude. I'm assuming they're hoping that like this hype brings in like eyes on it and interest, and then they can be like, look, the people are interested. Like this is good. I don't know. But before that I had Star Wars Galactic Racer.
Yeah.
That
pod racing, baby.
But like modern. So that looks pretty sick, so I'm excited for that one. I think I'm gonna so I've been meaning to want to get like a racing game. I think that's my racing game.
I don't know if this was before or after Diablo 4 showcased something like
I didn't write that one down.
DLC, but their videos are sick, dude.
They announced that today they're releasing a new class, Paladins,
mm-hmm.
and then April 28th will be the new. I don't know if it's paid DLC or if it's an update or whatnot, but that one is called the Lords of the Fallen.
Mm.
That's on April 28th, 2026. Next one I have is Phantom Blade Zero. Mm. This was the this looks like the like a Dark Souls game, and it looked interesting, so I put it down.
I should have made, because I made a prediction before Neo 3 was going to happen, and it was Neo 3. And I was like, damn.
I love the first game. I never played the second one, and I now, because I didn't play the second one, I have no interest in the third one.
I have complaints with the first game, but it was a cool experience. But no one does FromSoft like FromSoft. Lies of P is probably the closest thing to a FromSoft game that's not from FromSoft, but everyone else, imitators, man. Imitators.
Just imitaties. And then the last one I have, which I put down just because it was the last one,
mm-hmm.
Highgarden.
Mm-hmm.
Which, honestly...
So, do you think that's a multiplayer game?
I think that's a multiplayer
game. Okay. Damn.
And I don't, like...
I think it's going to be good. It's from their track record's good. Titanfall.
Yeah, yeah. Apex that's the Legends. Thing is, like, Titanfall was really good, but, like, I don't... It just didn't grab me, you know? Like, they did a good trailer. You know, they were doing things on the beat and stuff, but, like...
What's crazy, it comes out in, like, 5 weeks.
January 27th or something like that.
Yeah.
Last week of January. That was crazy.
It brings up an interesting point because it looks more like a... It's like objective based, but it's like a shooter. Ninja brought up a good point. Like he was like saying like looter shooters has ruined his love for games because he was like he got a win at Fortnite with his crew and he was like that didn't feel like anything. Like I mean I feel like I accomplished nothing. And he's like, Arc Raiders is I'm doing something like there's progression and
yeah
there's no like weight to like winning or losing in Fortnite. And he's like. I think it's ruined gaming. And I was like, dude, he's probably right. Because that's the way I feel about other games. You know, FromSoft games. There's weight to, like, losing.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's ruined gaming for me. Every other game, I don't care. Monster Hunter, I win. You get resources to make armor and stuff, but it's just...
The thing is, we're getting on a tangent. Because I feel like games... There's always going to be new games that'll ruin it for old games,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a new style of game. So there's eventually going to come out a game that plays exactly mm-hmm. like how you would want any Dark Souls game to play. Like it has weight to it. It mm-hmm. feels good. But they like will make it where you can grab literally pieces of like a dead foe and then build it yourself. You know, now it's like a mix between Monster Hunter and Dark Souls. And you're going to be like, dude, this is way better because now I feel like I don't have to grind for this piece of gear to drop. I can just make it if I just kill 10 of them, you know? And then you go back to town, craft your thing, and now you're stronger, you're better. And you feel like this is a better progression system than in Dark Souls where I could play the whole game and never find a fucking piece of gear. You know, like nothing never drops. And you're just like, damn, this game ruined it. For Dark Souls games, because I don't enjoy Dark Souls anymore, because it's always going to be like that, because it happened to me with SOCOM. I used to love SOCOM, and then SOCOM 2 came out, I used to play it, then I believe Call of Duty came out, and Call of Duty was like just a better, more rounder game, and I was like, SOCOM is too real, like it's too realistic with like the way bullets work and everything. I was like, I do like this arcade style more. And then I couldn't go back to the SOCOM games. I didn't enjoy them anymore. And so I moved on to those. And then Call of Duty like killed itself because it did too many games at once. It's like Call of Duty 1, 2, 3. Modern Warfare 1, 2, 3. And then it's like, bro, these are the same games. Like, you got to change it. And so then they killed it for me itself. It just, I didn't enjoy them anymore.
The only game that I can think of that really changes shit is Fortnite.
But that's the thing is, Ninja's saying that, like, looter shooters are ruining it for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's right. Like, Fortnite is making, like, a universe.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, if they don't keep adding on to this universe, eventually they'll get left behind. Mm-hmm. And right now, what they have going for them is just Fortnite. And they're kind of not doing the right content for Fortnite. They're trying to, like, I think they're expanding too fast too much. Because mm-hmm. they did Daft Punk. Now they're doing a movie. They're doing Kill Bill. Like
Kim Kardashian.
Like these. I think Kim Kardashian is a better route because like the kids will understand that more than Kill Bill. Like they won't give a fuck. You know, like I'm pretty sure this Kill Bill collab will make them less money in the skin wise than all the other games.
Oh man, what kind of pisses me off about game companies or just corporations is they're just like behind. There's just too slow. Like 6-7 emote would fucking kill in Fortnite. It would easily fucking make, just hop on it, just green light
the
shit.
The thing is, obviously when you work at a company, it's different people working together, and usually they can be all out of touch. Like they're not gonna be, you gotta have some young kid there, and you're gonna have to take advice sometimes. You know, like you're a fucking dumbass, like you're too much of a kid to like make these big decisions, but those decisions sometimes are like the ones that you need, like the 6-7, like no adult's gonna, I'm sure no one in fucking Fortnite knows what 6-7 is, and anyone working within the like the game. So you know, they're just older people, older individuals that just are getting out of touch. And yeah, they're gonna have a lot of like hit or misses when they collab with someone. And I think Kill Bill is not like the biggest miss, but it's not helping them, I'm pretty sure.
It's yeah, Fortnite Kill Bill is a weird collab. It's just, I think Quentin just saw money in it. He's like, yeah, I'll take it.
I mean, which is funny because I feel like Quentin wouldn't have been like that, but I guess he is, you know? Or I don't even know. I don't know what happened. I don't know if there was a deal. Like, he has a friendship with someone, and he, like, the friend was just like, it'll be so good for you. Like, it'll bring all the kids watching your stuff.
I was trippy watching Kill Bill. When I was watching Kill Bill, it showed the credits produced by Harvey Weinstein. I was like, oh, shit. You can still tell people, and they're like, oh
no. What the fuck? That's funny.
Oh, man.
But, yeah. I mean, let's move on to, like, the actual awards then. So I my first one is best independent game. So do you want to do the other ones that I didn't get on there?
I mean, I didn't write down the awards. Okay, okay. I saw it, but
so this is my bad. We're gonna start with best independent game. There was like three or four ones previously to that, but best independent game was Clair Obscur, Expedition 33. Best adaptation. This is for a TV show.
Yep.
This is Last of Us Season 2. Best action game went to Hades 2. Best performance, this was a person.
Yep.
This was a person that was in Clair Obscur Expedition 33.
Yep.
This was Jennifer English, who I believe plays May.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I didn't play the game.
Don't quote me on that. Games for Impact was South of Midnight. Yep. I've seen the game. I've never actually played it. Best ongoing game. This one was kind of a surprise, but I'm glad they won.
Oh, it's No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky. Dude, yeah. Like, dude, they made a comeback, dude. Yeah. Like, holy crap. Like, props to that guy. Yeah. If he makes a game, I don't know how he's ever going to, like, match this, dude. Because, like, I'm sure at some point they're going to have to make games and just leave them. Make games, leave them. Because you're not going to make money from a game lasting that long, you know? But props to him. This one was a surprise. Best audio design.
I don't remember who won.
This is the only one that was like not like the others. Battlefield 6.
Okay.
Then content creator of the year.
This one, yeah, that was a surprise.
That was, I mean, I think I said I wanted him to win. I didn't think it was gonna happen. I wanted him to win, but Moist Critical.
Yeah. I thought it was like Burnt Peanuts fucking year, man.
Yeah, dude.
It was like, holy shit. Or Queso.
And the way he also announced like at the end, and Burnt Peanut.
Well, I don't think
like,
Queso was nominated, but
I don't think it was nominated. Yeah, but so then we have Best Fighting Game. This one was also a surprise too. It's Fatal Fury.
Mm-hmm.
Because it went up against some good contenders. So, props to Fatal Fury. Most anticipated game, you called this.
Yeah,
we
easy,
called
easy,
this
easy.
GTA 6. Like, easy. There's no...
easy.
It's so anticipated it got pushed back, dude.
Shit.
Best action game. Best action slash adventure game.
I think I remember. It was kind of a surprise.
Silksong.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He's like, yeah, so the players do win. Or, like, you guys won. Like...
No, because we had the, what was it? Did I write it in here? I should have. Player's choice. We have that there,
yeah.
But I'll say that when it's in order. So then we had best art direction. This was Clair Obscur, Expedition 33. Best sim / strategy game. This is the game you've been playing. Final Fantasy Tactics. Best debut in a game, or best debut game, Clair Obscur, Expedition 33. Best score in music, Clair Obscur, Expedition 33. Best sports racing game.
Oh, yeah. This is kind of, eh. I was like,
Mario Kart.
It's a safe vote.
Best community support supported game. This is Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Which I think is well deserved. Like, that community is like crazy for that game. Best VR / AR game. And this was The Midnight Walk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious because I'm starting it back into VR gaming. Best RPG, Clair Obscur, Expedition 33. Yep. Player's Choice. This one, so it's so funny because people are always talking about online, like, dude, if the players had a choice, they'd vote for like Silk Song and stuff. Bro,
was this a troll vote? Because I remember who won. I was like,
it's Wuthering Waves, which is like, it's another one of those anime like pay to win type games. Like you pay for you to like get more.
That kind of reminds me. How come that horse racing game didn't get fucking nominated for anything?
It did win something. Oh, though.
Okay.
It did. Is it the horse racing or is it girl like centaur type?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That one, it was like the Usami one or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That one did. I don't think I started writing that down. Best narrative was Clair Obscur, Expedition 33. Best multiplayer game. This is the game that you called Ark Raiders.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah.
Best game direction,
easy.
Clair Obscur, Expedition 33,
easy.
And then last but not least, best game of the year, Clair Obscur, Expedition 33.
Yep.
they took so many
sweet
awards, dude.
Sweet.
They sweet that thing. I mean, there is ones that they were nominated that they did not win, but for the most part, they took almost all.
Feel bad for Blueprints. I mean, they weren't going to win. Did they win something?
They didn't. Yeah. Because there was the, what was it?
Blueprints got overshadowed by better games.
Yeah. It sucks. Just a bad time to be released. But yeah. They did have best family game.
Oh, yeah.
That was one that I didn't catch in time. And that was Donkey Kong, which, should win.
Game of the year.
I don't think it should have even been nominated. That's just insane. It was nominated twice. It was the golden joystick, and then I think on this one it was one of the ones. But then
Ocarina Man would disagree with you.
Oh my god,
that was his game of the year.
To play other games, dude.
Sheesh.
Gotta play other games.
Sheesh.
I don't like. I'm sure there is a year where I would consider that game of the year. I never played it, but this year was stacked. Like it's not winning against Hollow Knight or Expedition 33. Like no chance. No chance. Yeah.
Metroid Prime 4 came and it kind of like was silent. No Nintendo Direct.
Roberto is playing that and he loves it.
Wow.
He's loving it.
He's the great white hype, dude.
He's just like, I'm almost done. And he's sad. I was like, you can just play it again. Because it's essentially like open world.
Mm-hmm.
And when you first play it, there's no like music background, but there is a radio on like your bike, I think, but you can't use it in the beginning because you have to unlock it.
Mm.
And I guess you could replay the game on a better difficulty and then unlock it then because you get all the credits and stuff.
So Ocarina Man, he's playing it. The guy who said his game of the year is Donkey Kong Bonanza, but he said he thinks it's okay. Metroid Prime 4.
Yeah.
He said the one thing he doesn't like about it is the backtracking. Like, he had to, like, go to one area, and then it takes forever to go backtrack.
Roberto just said that, so there's a point where you, like, when you're free roaming, you can collect certain, like, you can break stones, like mine, essentially, and you collect it, but there's no, like, while you're playing the game, it doesn't tell you what to use that for.
Mm-hmm.
I guess at the end of the game, you have to collect a certain amount of those to unlock, like, the end of the game. And so people have to backtrack to start collecting them because people do not collect them during the gameplay. And Roberto's like, I obviously collect everything, so I had enough by the end of the game to just continue the game. He didn't have to backtrack at all.
Mm.
is what he was saying.
One game that I'm surprised didn't show up, in, at least in the family category, Pokemon Zaw. Shut out, dude.
Too new.
Shit. Shut out. But overall, like, I think the announcements are kind of weak this year. They weren't like...
So that's why I wanted to talk about... I wanted to compare... We didn't even mention Streamer Awards. But honestly, like, props to Cutie. Like, yeah, for trying to throw this for her, like, on her own. Obviously, mm-hmm, she's hiring people to, like, help her. But she's not at the level that Jeff is, you mm-hmm know? So for Jeff to have done this, like, it's the only time that we get, like, gamers are able to get together and kind of, like, enjoy everything, like, at once, mm-hmm, you know? And he tries his best to save special announcements the best he can. Mm-hmm. Like, this one, I think he did a good job of, like, announcing the statue and then being like, I don't know what this is,
yeah,
but here it is. And then everyone, like, it created, like, a storm of information, like, mm-hmm, oh, it's Diablo 4. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's God of War. Oh, it's, like, a bunch of games together, you know? And it got everyone talking. That was fantastic on his part.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good. And then it got people talking about that. And then on top of that, he still had secret announcements, like, hey, here's this game. Yeah, like, they're not going to be great games, but it's what he has. Like, he can't. You know, he can't announce a game that isn't even announced yet. Like, he can't just make up fucking games. He has to
make up lies.
Yeah, exactly. So he has to talk to everyone and be like, yeah, we'll allow you to talk about this game, even though it's way too early. So sometimes he just gets really lucky. Surprised Hideo wasn't even in this.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised it didn't. I don't think it won anything.
Yeah, it didn't. It did get nominated for some things, but
yeah.
Did not win anything.
I still think his greatest, like, announcement ever was fucking Elden Ring. That shit. I'm out of jail. Twitter jail. Like, I was like, you did good, Jeff.
Yeah.
That was a crazy.
But yeah, so, like, I know we've, like, ragged on him for, like, other video game awards, but I think overall he's always done a good job. He's tried his best. Like,
yeah,
there's only so much control he has. Mm-hmm. If something gets leaked, there's nothing he can do. He's like, oh, well, then I'm still going to announce it, but people already fucking know what it is. Like, mm-hmm, nothing I can do, you know? So, and seeing, like, the other side, like, how bad it can be, like, on Cutie's side, but still props to her for trying to do it and, like, doing really well. But yeah, like, there's certain things that their Streamer Awards can do that can be better. And it's not to say that she just did the wrong thing. I feel like she's learning. She's going to get better and better over time if she keeps it up.
Mm-hmm.
But people are going to talk mad shit on her for trying to do it. And it's like, no, dude. Like, you, like, if you were a regular person, you would see all of this talk about you. And then you would just be like, all right, I'm never going to fucking do this again. Like, fuck this shit. Like, all I get is shit talked for trying to do something when no one else is trying to do it. You know? So props to her. I do think that she should get comedians to write the jokes for everyone, because some of these things did not hit.
It reminded me of, do you ever watch roasts on Comedy Central? Yeah. There's some people that don't know how to roast.
Yeah.
I know. It's just like, ooh. Like, that.
The thing that sucks, though, is, like, so, there's the whole fan thing,
mm-hmm,
where she kind of made a joke about Kaisa not being, like, Didier, I think it was, mm-hmm, or something similar like that.
Mm-hmm.
And her defense is like, I had to read what's on the, like, oh, on the fucking thing.
Yeah.
But then Cutie's like, I didn't fucking write shit for them. Like, this is stuff that they wrote and were like, I'm okay with this. Like, I didn't write shit for them.
So it's like, fun because last year Sketch was doing the roasting.
Yeah.
And it wasn't good, but what made it funny was Sketch.
Yeah.
Sketch.
How awkward he is.
He was drunk too.
Oh.
So it made it, like, super funny.
Yeah.
Like, so.
But yeah, like Cutie just needs to be working at it. Like, keep doing it every year. I hope she does. But yeah, she just needs to, like, understand where the limits can be for her. Like, she's trying to do it the best she can, but you realize, like, okay, this should be done differently next time. This should be done differently.
What kind of threw me off was, this is like a side tangent, but it was Fan, and she did a joke about the FaceClan guys. Oh. She's like, oh, it's the homophobic table, the misogynistic table. I'm like, and my immediate thought was, I've never seen a clip where they're homophobic. And the second thing, they're all men, right? That's in the group, but I've never seen them do misogynistic things.
I wonder if it had anything to do with, like, their costumes. Like, maybe there's a show where like they dress kind of like that and they're all misogynistic. I think the homo thing was an accident, and then she tried to correct it by saying misogynistic. But I think, I don't know.
Yeah, but I was like, I've never seen FaZe Clan do any of those things. They're actually pretty nice,
yeah,
which is kind of crazy. Like,
but yeah, they dress like, I don't know what show that's called.
The Peaky Blinders?
Yeah, Peaky Blinders. Yeah. I don't know if there's like misogyny in that fucking show. And that was like what she was referring to. And maybe didn't hit because no one watches Peaky Blinders. Mm. I don't know. No clue. Anything you want to end it off on?
No, we'll be at the Game Awards next year. Nah, it's kidding.
I mean, but I'm down to try to like hit him up next year.
June 5th, he announced Summer Games Fest. So I know that weekend is going to be, that Friday is going to be the Mix Academy. I'm ready.
Oh, that's right.
I'm ready.
Remind me to.
I'm ready.
Anything else?
Nope.
All right, guys. That's it for the podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. Catch you guys in the next one. Peace.